Hey guys, so I wanted to talk on this podcast about body image and confidence, and something that I used to do a lot, and no one's perfect, I still do it sometimes, that is apologizing for no reason, saying sorry about this or sorry about that, and it stems way back from childhood, and I think my personal opinion, bodybuilders and people who are the all or nothing people, usually you also tend to go all or nothing with food, issues with food. These people also do this a lot, because if you say sorry, that's kind of the opposite of saying, fuck it, I'm going to eat all this food. You know, you're apologizing not only to like almost to yourself, but you're verbalizing it out loud. So you can avoid any chance of pain, repercussions. And all or nothing people, I mean, I was that from the start. I always wanted to get straight A's. I always wanted to write the best papers. I would cry if I got like a C. I was one of those people. And that kind of transfers over to your social life. So often I would find myself saying, if I showed up late somewhere, I was running behind, I didn't know what to wear, I just threw on something, I would show up and say, oh, sorry, I'm late, sorry, I didn't know what to wear, I look like a mess, sorry. But if you think about it, why are you apologizing for how you look? You shouldn't at all. There's no reason. But it's just something that we automatically do, and I think all or nothing people especially do this a lot. And it literally took me 24 years of my life to stop doing that about how I look. I'm 28 now. So I want you guys to know that whoever does this, you're not alone. And maybe you don't realize you're doing it. I didn't realize for a really long time until people started saying, stop apologizing. Why are you apologizing? And especially when I went to Europe, it was evident that there's absolutely no reason to apologize. People will bump into you on the street, and they won't even say sorry for that. So I want to make it aware, though, and make you feel better that you're not alone. And don't apologize for how you look. Like, everyone ages. Everyone has stretch marks or wrinkles or things they don't like about themselves, and that's fine. I still love myself, and I have those things. And that's kind of what makes you you. And if you don't like some things, you can always change them, but don't base your self-worth off of those things. Because you're always going to change. Looks never stay. We're all going to get old and wrinkly and eventually die someday. That's pessimistic, but it's true. And if you base your self-worth off of that now, and you keep apologizing for not looking the best or as good as you could be, not only does that ruin your confidence, it almost instills like this habit forming of thinking that like you're never going to be good enough because you always do this shit and you always apologize as a justification or a defense mechanism. But also it implies that when you get older, you're going to be depressed as shit because it kind of only goes downhill, unfortunately. I mean, to a degree. But looks fade. And you need to learn how to, quote, appreciate, be kind to, and love your body, yourself, now. Even if you haven't hit, like, a fat loss goal. Even if you have a terrible relationship with food and you binge, which, again, that's why I do what I do. But you need to learn to love yourself in the process. It's like bodybuilding, because when you get on stage, even if you are shredded as hell, and you get first place, as soon as you step off, that feeling goes away and you are going to start to gain body fat back, which is normal. It's healthy. But you immediately start to feel insecure about yourself, like you're not as good as you could be, or you're letting yourself go, or you're doing something wrong because you're not at your peak. You're not at your best. You're not getting an A. And you'll often apologize if you're... I'm going to make a post about this as well. Let's say you are posing or working out with someone who is in contest prep and you're in the off season and they want to go pose with you or take a picture in the mirror. Chances are you're going to apologize and say, oh, sorry, I ate way too many burritos, or sorry, I'm fluffy right now. Well, you shouldn't apologize for that. Like, that's just the fact, and that doesn't matter. Like, that's just, you know, self-worth. Like, who cares what people think? They have no idea, and it doesn't really matter if you are secure with yourself. Anyway, I digress. Just wanted to say that it took me 24 years to start doing this. And again, I'm not perfect. I still apologize for random things and I don't need to. But I think it's an all or nothing kind of personality trait, addendum, if you will, that just, it goes together. So I hope this makes some of you think a little bit today and feel a little bit better today, because this is a crazy time with COVID and being isolated, and chances are you're staring at yourself in the mirror thinking like, fuck, I'm letting myself go. I feel awful. When I do show up and like meet people again, I'm going to be apologizing because I'm going to look like shit. But you should not do that. Anyway, I hope you all have an amazing day, and I will talk to you on the next one.